Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Stadium to Boardroom. Listen in as top athletes tell their stories on how they developed into successful entrepreneurs and business leaders. They reveal their own aha moment of transformation from the stadium to the boardroom.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees.
And I'm Len Green. I'm a CPA with the Babson Professor and head up the Green Group.
And welcome to Stadium to Boardroom. This is the show where we interview CEOs who have used their ability at being successful in sports and transferred that to being successful in business. And today, our guest is Adam Ololde. How are you, Adam?
I'm good. Robert, Len, thank you for having me.
Well, let's start off because you were a collegiate water polo player and that was your world. And then you started something really exciting called Extreme Experience, which is about getting people in race car driving experiences. So my first question to you is, are there similarities or not between your success in sports and your success in business?
I think that there are more similarities and more lessons between how you learn to function and perform as part of a sports team and how you can lead a business team than most student athletes either give themselves credit for or are recognized for having accomplished.
And then, Adam, once you started, okay, you obviously had a strategy, but I have found after interviewing thousands of entrepreneurs, okay, that even the best strategy in the world is based on your analysis then. And then when you actually get into the pool or get into the cars, okay, you have to pivot and have a different strategy. Is that what you found also?
Len, sometimes the best strategy is not having a strategy, because then you don't have to worry about that problem ever happening. Now, I'm not saying that you should go into a game without a playbook, and not just like I'm not saying you should start a business without an idea, but the quicker that you get comfortable with your plan getting busted and your play getting broken up and still figuring out how to make it happen, then you're going to be successful. And that has genuinely been not just what I've worked on, but how we founded this business. And I'm sure we'll get into that, of course.
Before we get into that business, let's go back into water polo and talk about what it took to be a successful collegiate athlete, like the challenges you had to overcome to succeed first at water polo, and then we'll think about those success strategies and how they translate into extreme experience.
I can confidently say that the first challenge that I had to learn how to overcome to be a successful water polo player was to learn how to swim. And that sounds ridiculous, but that parlays pretty nicely because I went to high school and I did not know how to swim. That's the God's honest truth. I was a football player. I played Pee Wee League as the quarterback. I went into high school wanting to play football and I stopped growing at like 130 something pounds. Not even dripping wet because I didn't know how to swim. And so I had a friend on the football team who said, you should try out for the swim team. So I put on those flower board shorts and I jumped in the pool with a bunch of other kids that have been swimming for years and almost drowned on day one and was like, I got an option here. And my option is to just get out of the pool and never get back in, or look at this as an opportunity to say, why should I not know how to swim? And then eventually take it to the most exciting and competitive level of swimming, which turned out to be water polo. And so it was kind of that mentality where I said, why not? Early on, eventually, you know, went on to captain both the swim team and the water polo team. And that just kind of became my mission, was to continue to prove to myself that something I didn't know how to do, I could then take to the highest level. And that absolutely parlayed into creating the business.
And then you have a certain moment, okay? I remember when we interviewed Disney, he kept on saying, Disney is not a park, it's an experience. If you can create an experience, then you have something worthwhile. What made you think what you were doing now was going to become an experience as opposed to just a pastime for certain rich people?
Well, I got into the business on the former, or on the latter, I suppose. I got into the business in the luxury car rental business. So we started a small company that was designed to rent out Range Rovers and Bentleys and Rolls Royces to fill that niche, because that's what we thought. So we were wrong from the beginning. But what we weren't wrong about was being open-minded, listening to our customers, and building something because we had access to the resources and we kind of had the bandwidth and the youthfulness to attack.
So let's talk about what extreme experience is. Describe what it is, and then I want you to give an example of maybe a CEO or someone who's been a customer who's gone through it. So really walk through it, because it's different, by the way, than anyone I've ever interviewed. And Len's interviewed over 1,000 CEOs. I've interviewed over 1,000 CEOs. We've never heard this exact story that you have.
And I feel the same way. And sometimes that's a blessing and sometimes that's a curse. We didn't create another piece of shop on the corner. We created a brand new concept. So it comes with its own challenges, but it comes with so many exciting opportunities. So in layman's terms, Extreme Experience is the nation's largest provider of supercar driving, racing, and lifestyle experiences. And so what that means specifically is, number one, the largest program we have is we go to over 40 racetracks in the nation, and we bring fleets of the coolest cars on the planet, and we let you come out with no experience, and we give you the training, the safety equipment, and everything you need to have a great day, test driving cars, checking them off your bucket list, pushing them through their paces, just doing all the things that you know you want to do if you ever got your hands on the keys to a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, a Porsche, an Audi, all these types of cars. We then transition that into open road driving experiences. So now you can also visit us at over 10 cities nationwide, where we pick the most scenic destinations. We have a fleet of convertible Ferraris, Lamborghinis, and other cars, and we take you on guided tours through the Redwood Forest in Sonoma, through the Blue Ridge Mountains in Georgia, through the Catskill Mountains, and the Pocono Mountains up in New York and Pennsylvania, and everywhere else that you can think of that's just, this is where you drive these cars and really create experiences. And then the last one is our lifestyle events, where we do multi-day events where maybe you do a little track driving, stop at some vineyards, stay at some 4 or 5-star hotels, then you drive through the open road and do some shopping before you fly home with just a week's worth of memories. And so we wanted to create racing, we wanted to create driving, we wanted to create lifestyle, all centered around this automotive entertainment. And because of that, to kind of get to your original question, we've attracted all types of clientele. My favorites, for sure, and I do have genuine stories about these being my favorites, are a lot of the athlete friends that we've made along the way, because we all kind of come from this lifestyle where it's fast paced, you work hard. You know, my mom will always joke and say that it's go big or go home with Adam. It always is. And I think that in a large way, you've got to attribute that to the sacrifices and the commitment you make as an athlete to keep it relevant. But the 5 a.m. mornings or the 4 a.m. mornings, getting up and going to the pool. If I'm going to work this hard, I want to live this good. We've spent a lot of time. We're Chicago-based, so I spent most of my time meeting Chicago athletes, Chicago Bears players, Chicago Bulls players, Chicago Blackhawks players. They love to come out and do what we do. But because we do it in over 60 cities nationwide, there are so many more athletes that have come through our program that I don't know. But, at the end of the day, I think a CEO is really no different than an athlete, because we make similar sacrifices. We're the first one in. We're the last one out. We oversee the vision. We're responsible for guiding the plays and the direction and the vision and the success, ultimately, of the organization. And so we do a lot of corporate entertainment. We do a lot of private entertaining where CEOs come out with their management team and their sales team and use our program as a great place to do a couple things, which I've noticed. The first one, of course, blow off some steam, right? No better way to just get that adrenaline rush that you're looking for, whether it's on the field, in the pool, or in a race car. That's a sport, just like they all are. I will stand firm in the debate about, is driving a race car a sport? Is that an athlete? And the answer is heck yeah. There's no way it's not. The physical condition you need to be in and the sacrifice you make is just astounding. But the other thing that I've noticed, and I didn't realize I was going to notice, is driving a race car or driving a car in any type of scenario is such a great psychological meditative situation. You need to have focus because what matters is what's in front of you. What matters is not what's around you. You have to pay attention to what you're doing, where you're going, and where the next turn is going to take you. And that also called back on a lot of the strengths you needed to be successful as an athlete. You need to be strong in your head and in your body. And then, of course, you want to go big or go home, and that's kind of what driving a car is all about when you do it at the performance level. So that's how I see it and have experienced it.
It's a great answer. Len is bursting with a question, but we have to take a commercial break. So first tell us, what is the website that someone could go to if they want to do extreme experience?
Simply go check out xxspeed.com. We spell our company with X's, extreme experience with X's, so xxspeed.com.
There you have it. We're taking a commercial break. And when we're back with Adam, we have the one and only Len Green. And you got to watch out because this guy has interviewed more entrepreneurs than anyone. He might have a doozy for you. Be ready. Back in a few.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Len Green back on Stadium to Boardroom Show. And, Len, I know you have a doozy for Adam.
Adam, it's very interesting. I had somebody that, you know, the name Micropolar doesn't mean anything to you, but he's the guy who started Vitamin Water and Body Armor, et cetera, kind of sold it for $8 billion. And I had him in class. Okay, and I said to him, you know, is there any such thing as there's a work-life balance? And he says, hell no. He says, but, he says, you got to have an outlet, okay? Every successful entrepreneur who's working those kind of hours and taking those kind of risks has to have an outlet. His outlet was horse racing, because he owns 200 horses or 300 horses now. Okay, it would seem to me that this is a natural for CEOs, okay, as an outlet for all the hard work and pressure that they have.
You know, not only for CEOs, though, but for human beings, right? We all, you know, CEOs sit at the top of the pyramid, and I think that, you know, the risk is the part that you mentioned that I associate most often with needing the release from, right? Like I spend all day putting it all on the line as the captain of this team. And so I need to go do it. I need to go clear my head and clear my mind. So, but, you know, we market ourselves to everybody because we acknowledge that everybody's taking risks, whether it's minor and raising their family or if it's significant in owning and running a business. So I love entertaining CEOs. And the most fun part, Len, is that when I get a CEO out there, it doesn't matter if they sold their company for $8 billion or if they're just getting started. I appreciate the risk that we're all taking to run businesses and be entrepreneurs. And this is kind of the great leveler, right? Once you get in the seat of a race car, nothing else matters. There's the track, there's the car, and then there's just us. We're just human beings trying to navigate it the best we can and have a good time. And that's my favorite part about it.
So I want to ask you, Adam, you've had significant growth in this business. Talk about partners that you bring in, because you obviously partner with vineyards, with racetracks, with auto companies, luxury auto companies. How you build all these partnerships, and is that the engine of growth, or is something else the engine of growth?
That's a really good question. I don't think I've ever been asked that question before. The partnership element of it is almost second in command because of what we talked about when I first joined your show, which was the fact that we created something the world really hadn't seen before. And so my biggest challenge over the years has been showing and demonstrating to potential partners the value that our organization could bring to them and their customers or prospective customers. So when we partner with a car company or a luxury hotel or a racetrack, in the beginning, I was a 27-year-old with a bunch of borrowed supercars. That model has changed. And I would show up and any of these partners would say, this is not only fly by night, but a potential disaster. We shouldn't let kids have expensive, powerful things and let people who aren't qualified go do dangerous things. And so we had to prove to them that we had the right intentions and we were going to provide an amazing experience. And then when we did that, the partners came and said, oh my gosh, we've never had quite the customer engagement or the customer reaction and response to a program before that we've been a partner with. We want to be a partner with you more. And then we use that momentum, of course, to create partnerships moving forward. But really the success that we have was the number one success was creating something that was valuable in the first place. So we created an organization that could acquire customers from an e-commerce perspective. We created an organization that would retain customers from an experiential and a guest services perspective. And then we created an organization that could deliver to customers. Because we're in Chicago, you know, kind of going back to that, I didn't know how to swim, but I wanted to prove to myself I could lead a water polo team to nationals. In the same way, I didn't own any supercars and I was headquartered in Chicago. where it snows half the year. So we had to prove we could create a program that could run nationwide year long and continue to deliver the product. So we also became a logistics company. We created relationships. We traveled the nation. So we brought the program to you. We made it accessible. We made it affordable. We made it safe. Because of all those things, we got great response and partners said, oh my gosh, this is somebody that I need to work with. They can help elevate my brand as well. And that's kind of the engine and how it worked together to create what we have.
But Adam, when you're in sports, okay, there's always a goal, whether it's a state championship, whether it's a nationals, et cetera, kind of thing. In business, people say, what's success? Is success to you that you're doing something that you love and you're seeing growth, or do you have a goal that's considered, quote, success? And you have to say that's a better question than Robert's, okay?
I love your questions. They're all the best questions. They all are. Because you know how to, you get to the soft underbelly part of the issue here, which is what is really the goal in business? And if you sat there and said it's a billion or it's 100 million or it's 8 billion, that's just a number and that's just another day. There's always a bigger something, a faster something, and a slower something. So I embrace the fact that getting out of bed in the morning and being motivated to go change the world and enjoy the journey was what my destination was. And it was really fun in my business because the journey can actually be enjoyed from the cockpit of a Lamborghini, and there is no better way to enjoy life's journey than that. So it was growing my team. It was growing my business. It was changing the lives of the employees that work here and subsequently changing the lives of the hundreds of thousands of people who drive our cars. Creating that value for the people around me, that's my Super Bowl. That's my Nationals.
Adam, I'm going to ask the penultimate question, then Len afterwards is going to ask the ultimate question to tie us together. But my question is about the word advice. So let's take the two parts. First, what advice did you ever get from someone, could be your mom, your dad, someone else, that really resonated with you and drove success? And from there, what advice do you give to people in business and in sports?
I grew up in a family of very conservative. My father is a consultant. My mother is a nurse and a teacher. And so when they saw what I was inclined to attempt, I think that their advice was what I said earlier. And that's why I said my mom will still say it about me today was, Adam, we don't know how to do it, but if you're going to do it, go big or go home.
Okay, so I'm going to give a quick sum up, and I want to tell you, Adam, congratulations to you, because what an incredible thing you did to go into a new business that no one ever had experienced. I remember when I read Joe Pine's book, The Experience Economy, very few people have done types of things that you've done. But so I want to give the advice to everyone from our standpoint is, number one, it doesn't matter if you can't do it, and maybe if you can't do it like you can't swim, you could still become the captain. It's all about your drive, which is a double entendre for this interview. Number two, let's say your playbook, and Len has his famous book, the Entrepreneur's Playbook, but let's say your playbook is busted and it doesn't work like you had with your original business plan that Adam had with cars. Well, that could be a hidden secret, because underneath great obstacles are the greater opportunities, and that's where your plan emerged from. And the third thing to remember is, and I know you said jump, but I'm going to stay within your analogy. What matters is what's in front of you. Forget all the noise on the side, and you've heard it from Adam. A pleasure having you on the show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with John Jarrett. How are you, John?
I'm great. How are you?
Great, and especially because you're here. So we have a special treat for you. We're usually, you know, interviewing the CEOs of the multi-billion dollar organizations. Today we have a founder, president, and CEO, but of American Paper Optics, one of the most, I'm going to use the word fun, businesses ever. Now, we're on Zoom right now, but put those glasses on he's wearing. They make all of the custom glasses, and CEOs listen in. This is one with Elvis's head on it. These are great all around, but he's the founder. You're going to hear fascinating marketing insights, how you bring in major types of businesses. Just tell everyone what the business is.
Well, we're American Paper Optics. We're located here in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're the world's largest and leading manufacturer of paper 3D glasses. And we make all sorts of different glasses with branding on them with different optical effects. And right now we are heavily, heavily into making our eclipse glasses for the upcoming U.S. total solar eclipse, which is going to be April 8th, 2024.
And you make a lot of glasses. You've made over 3 billion glasses through the years. But talk about it like an example. Like I heard that with Michael Jackson, there was a special thing. Explain what happened there.
Yeah, when Michael Jackson died, CBS and Sony called us and said, can you get 14 million glasses made in 3 weeks who want to do a 3D broadcast during the Grammys? I said, I can get it done, gave them some parameters, and then they wanted us to drop ship them directly into Target stores. We did that. And had the This Is It DVD video was coming at the time. So you went to Target, you got these glasses, and you went home and you watched the Grammys. And at the end of the Grammys, they did this tribute to Michael Jackson, and it was absolutely awesome. They had Carrie Underwood, they had Usher, they had other singers singing along with Michael Jackson's voice to the Earth song, and they had chunks of it that were in 3D, and it was actually one of the best 3D anaglyph, that's the red and blue type glasses, broadcast on television ever, and it was a huge hit. Everybody loved it. You could still probably find it out there on YouTube.
And you're like the only company who has this unique expertise of bringing 3D glasses to masses, but you make them fun and all customized. Talk about, let's say, I know you did some big stuff with NASA.
Right now we've shipped out 2.5 million glasses for NASA, and they used it for community outreach for the upcoming 2024 April 8th total eclipse. They used some of them back in October for the 23 eclipse and distributed 80,000 of them at the killer Albuquerque Balloon Festival that went on just back in October. They gave glasses out there, and this is all about STEM, you know, and getting people interested in science and technology and astronomy, and it's going to be amazing. And so they're distributing those glasses now. We also did 4.6 million for the National Library System through a grant to the Moore Foundation, and they're distributing out glasses for libraries, so you can go and get your glasses for the upcoming eclipse at the local public library.
So you're doing Mars, but you're also doing like the Titanic, right?
Right. Back in the late 90s, when the Mars rover landed on Mars, NASA shot 3D photographs. And Nat Geo wanted to be one of the first companies to publish those photographs, you know, in a high-end publication. And so we did 20 million glasses, two glasses each, that went into that magazine, and they had these great, great still photos in 3D of Mars, and they topped the issue off with some photos from James Cameron's dives of the Titanic in 3D. So it was a perfect combination, sponsored by Nissan. It was amazing.
Yeah, and by the way, everyone knows you work with over 99% of the Fortune 500 companies where they will use this. And talk about like how the Fortune 500 companies would use this.
Well, generally, what will a Fortune 500 company would use these for? Some major promotion or branding. Like we did a project that was for a craft for Oscar Mayer Lunchables, and it was tied to the Minions project, and it was a little hidden message decoder piece and card that was put in there with the kids' meal. And so they'll do that and build up that movie and get kids and families going out to see the Minions movie, and it has a little fun decorative piece with a decoder, and it looks like the little Minions, you know, goggle. So that's a good way to do it. Then we have some companies that will put glasses in employees' checks. I remember doing an order one time for the casinos in Vegas for Wynn, and they just did a nice happy with a pair of our 3D fireworks glasses during the 4th of July, and they put them in there with the employees' payroll checks.
And you know, that to me is one of the greatest ways of building CEOs. I speak with Fortune 500 company CEOs every single day, and they're interested in building culture. What a great way. I remember when, like, David Novak, he was the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken and Taco Bell. And what he used to do was he'd give out the rubber chicken award, and everyone would love it because of one word, three letters. It was fun, F-U-N. And everything you do, you're really helping build a culture there by uniting everyone with the logo. And I think also it might help with the branding, because in addition to the joy that everyone gets, now they're branding the company everywhere.
Right. And then also the optical experience kind of brings people together. So I remember we did glasses for Andrew Lloyd Webber's Starlight Express. It's the show that's about the trains, and they're all on roller skates live. Well, when the skaters needed a break, they would drop a 3D screen down, and in your playbill in the theater, you put on a pair of our polarized 3D glasses, and you watch this cool 3D movie while the skaters were catching a breath. So, again, those glasses were branded. You can do all sorts of cool optical effects to get people excited also. And, you know, it brings people together, whether they're watching a fireworks show, because we have glasses that create a rainbow effect. And then you put that branding of that radio station or that Fortune 500 name on the glasses, everybody assumes that you paid for that fireworks show.
I know the pricing, and it is dramatically more accessible pricing than you could ever imagine. I mean, it's probably the ultimate best marketing or customer engagement that I've seen.
I mean, you could get glasses from anywhere from, you know, 10 cents on up to 75 or 80 cents. Most of them are probably going to run 35 or 40 cents in decent volume. And, you know, it's a giveaway. It's a premium. It's a gift with purchase. A couple years ago, we did a great promotion during, we have glasses that allow you to look at Christmas lights and you see all sorts of different effects. And this was a snowflake effect glass for cricket. And so if you went into a cricket store to get your phone or pay your bill or whatever it was, you got a fun pair of these snowflake glasses that were all branded with cricket. And it was a blast. And then the store also told you where you could go see other cool, optical, snowflake Christmas light up type, you know, events at zoos and things in the local area.
So how did you come up with this amazing idea that you're the industry leader?
Well, many, many years ago, I worked in the fireworks industry, and, I got a pair of glasses that were called, laser shades. And I fished them out of the mail. A boss threw them in the mail. I said, these are pretty cool, but the name is wrong. Let me change the name. And so I changed the name of the product, and I called them 3D fireworks glasses. Everybody knows what 3D is. Everybody knows what fireworks is. Everybody knows the glasses. And that kind of launched the thing. And I actually bought glasses to start before I started manufacturing them. And I went out and sold them at major fireworks shows. And I would get nonprofits and Boy Scout groups and fraternities and sororities, and they would need to raise money, and they would go hawk these glasses at these fireworks shows. And they would sell for a couple of bucks, and they would get a percentage of that sale. And it went pretty good. I did it here very first time at Memphis, at the Memphis in May, Sunset Symphony. The next day I did it in Little Rock, and it was working pretty good. I was bringing in some nice cash. And so then I started kind of traveling around the country, kind of carny style, really doing glasses at major fireworks shows. Probably a carny at heart more than anything.
There you have it. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we are going to talk about how do you do these deals? How do you build, what's your leadership philosophy to get all your people so they could pull $14 million together? But first, so every CEO knows, if they are interested, what is the website they could go to find out about American Paper Optics?
Well, there's two. There's 3dglassesonline.com, and there you'll learn about all of our different optical and 3D effects and branding. But even more, right now, if you went to eclipseglasses.com and you wanted to get glasses for your employees to view the upcoming eclipse, that's even a greater place to go. So eclipseglasses.com or 3dglassesonline.com.
Okay, we're about to come back, and when we do, we're going to hear more from John. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Robert Rees back on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We are definitely talking with such a CEO, John Jarrett, who is the founder, CEO, president of American Paper Optics, the global leader in making 3D glasses for the masses, but they're all customized. And we know that this is coming up for the eclipse. We know that millions and millions of people buy these at a very reasonable price, and it is one of the most fun ways to do this. So I want to ask you, though, you've sold, like, major deals, like National Geographic, 20 million glasses. How do you actually do something like that? Because every CEO I know, what they really want to be is they see themselves as ensuring enduring profitable revenue. And so you're doing that.
Well, one of the best ways to sell it to them is that they know that these glasses are going to have their brand on them. Mm-hmm. So with the brand gets distributed, and those glasses may get passed along, saved in the drawer, put into a memory box or what have you. But there it is, pumping that brand, whether it's Coca-Cola or DreamWorks or Intel or whatever big project we've done. And then often most of these jobs come with, can you get them done in time? And we've got all the equipment ready here, ready to go and manufacture the glasses automatically.
So it's the sale is sort of a no-brainer because it's super cost-effective, it's fun, you're the people who do it. The hard part, though, let's talk about your leadership of how, what do you do? All of a sudden you get this order in for $14 million. What is your leadership philosophy?
Well, my leadership philosophy is that every order we get, we have to assume it's the last order we're ever getting. So everybody's got to come together, and whether it's in admin or design or marketing and or production, and we got to say, hey, we've got these, you know, 12 million glasses to do. We've got 4 weeks to do them in or 8 weeks to do them in. Let's make this happen. And everybody's, you know, they know how we're going to push and get it done. And I'm all about exceeding expectations. That's the goal. It's an inexpensive product, so we've got to get it right the first time. They know when it's done, it's going to be a blast. Let's keep it going and, you know, let's go to the next project if we got it.
Yeah, so, and how about another part of leadership? Is there any way that you motivate people specifically? Because now you've got to galvanize everyone for a major order.
Well, two things that I've always found to motivate people. If you keep it fun and you keep it light, when you come to work, they're going to be happy. And if they're in an environment that everybody is kind of coming together on and nobody's really pushing on it. We don't have a bunch of middle manager people. Everybody's kind of working together. And I'm not going to lie, the other things that motivate people is money. So if they know that there's an opportunity to make extra money for a project or a big bonus at the end of the year, they'll come together to do it.
I remember years ago, I was interviewing Bill Rohde, who was the founder of MTV International. And I said, well, how do you do this? And first thing he surprised me, he said, we learned from the Army about going into an area and building the relationships before we tried to do anything. But then he said, we are all about fun. And I said, well, how so? He said, look, if you're the guys who brought Beavis and Butthead to Russia, you've got to be about fun. So let's now, I want to go back into that National Geographic. So you sold 20 million of those. What did you learn by going through that process of that big sale like that?
I think that was in 98. My business was only about 6-7 years old. We had built a new plant. We had just gotten some new equipment in. And the one thing I learned about Nat Geo, back then, Nat Geo was the most subscribed magazine in the country. And then it was People Magazine. They were doing 10 million copies. And their people were members. They weren't really subscribers. And everything about Nat Geo is quality, quality, quality. And so we're printing their particular yellow. They would send their people in. We had to do everything just perfect. Nissan was paying for the job. It was almost a $2 million project for us, and that was huge. And I learned a lot in doing that. We got the job done. We got it done on time. And that project really put us on the map. It said, okay, these guys actually can get that done. And I'll just say, and then we go 10, let's see how many years later, we did the single biggest project we ever did, which was 134 million glasses for 2.5 minutes of commercials during the 2010 Super Bowl.
What were the glasses about?
So that's an interesting story. So there was a movie coming out called Monsters vs. Aliens.
And Jeffrey
Katzenberg at DreamWorks had said, I'm making all my animated movies 3D. 3D was hot. But this was not a brand anybody knew. Everybody knew Shrek and Shrek 3D. And so he said, I want to do a big splash to get people to know about this movie. And there's a new 3D technology, which we represented. Adana's technology was patented, and we controlled it. And so we presented that to the folks at DreamWorks, and they loved it. And Katzenberg said, I want to do this technology. It was called Color Code. It was a dark blue lens and a dark brown lens. And so, of course, in Hollywood, nobody wants to pay for anything, right? So they had to go out and get their marketing people to go out there and sell it, and they did. And they got Intel and Pepsi on the project and distribution through grocery stores. And so we produced those glasses, and Sobe Lifewater was the other sponsor on there. Intel was the client that was actually paying us because they had just done a deal to put the new computer chips in stuff at DreamWorks. So it was a great thing, and the promotion was fantastic. Glasses were distributed in the stores. If you went to the stores, you got the four pack of glasses, and you could watch these commercials for Sobe Lifewater, and then a 90-second trailer for Monsters vs. Alien, and the next day a TV show called Chuck on NBC. This was $8 million worth of glasses and $22 million worth of commercials. It was the single biggest television promotion ever at the time.
Wow. That's exciting.
It was a blast to do. It took us about a year to close the deal and about 5 months to make the glasses. It was nuts. And the quality of the 3D was really, really nice. It was the beginning of the craze of 3D from 2009 to about 2014 when everybody wanted to do stuff in 3D. So our business was thriving.
So a final question I want to ask you. You know, outside of work, this obviously, it's a lot of fun for you. And you have a whole major company that's driving all of this. You keep your hands involved. What kind of stuff do you do outside of it, the personal side of John Jarrett?
Well, I've got four children, so that can keep you busy. But I'm a major collector of outsider or folk art, and I have been for about 20 years. So I've spent quite a bit of time building that collection. And so I really enjoy that. I go to a lot of art shows. I trade here and there, mostly buying, a little bit of selling, but for the most part, I've continued to build that collection so that, you know, I've got one of the top outsider art collections in the world.
That is very exciting. I want to tell you, John, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.